Fred Film Radio, Alliance Française, French Film Festival, Sydney, Australia.
This is Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the Alliance Française French Film Festival in Sydney, and I'm here with Louise Bourgoin. Good afternoon, Louise.
Hello. Good morning, Sydney.
Yeah. You know, the time zone and everything. Louise, you are the leading female character in Un Beau Dimanche, Going Away. That is an Australian premiere at this year's film festival, French Film Festival. Tell us about Sandra and her story as a mother struggling to juggle too many things on her plate.
Yes, my character has got a really tough life, and luckily she's going to meet someone who's going to help her, even if they are from really completely opposite background, because he's a bourgeois and she's from really poor class.
Yeah, and she's a single mother. I mean, she has a previous husband, but they don't live together, so she's a single mother.
Yeah, she's really modern in a way, because there is lots of women like her now with a child and alone without any father, and she really have to work a lot to keep a chance to raise her child by herself. So I was really moved by her, because she tried to do her best for her child, but life is really tough with her. Yeah.
Yeah, and you actually can see this intimate struggle, because she works a lot, and she's very engaged with what she does in catering and restaurants, and she knows that she cannot attend her child properly. So it's a very, I think the way in which you portrayed her struggle was very, very effective, because you can see her struggling and fighting to do the right thing as a mother.
Yeah, and Nicole Garcia asked me to play her in a really realistic way. Like, you know, we can see her at the beginning of the movie working hard in her waitress stuff, but we can see that her son is here by chance. But I played a mother not really happy about it, because it's not the good moment, and I'm not a mother in real life, and usually I've got the image of the mother, like in advertising, with a big smile always and always happy with kids.
Yeah.
Here in the movie, this is really realistic. Sometimes it's not the good moment, and she's like a bit overwhelmed.
I think this is very, very clear in the movie. Also, Un Beau Dimanche is an intimate story which tells the story of two people, not just Sandra, but also Baptiste, and their mistakes made in the past that come back to haunt them in some ways. What happens in the story that bonds Sandra and Baptiste together? Why they like each other?
You said they had a past, and this is what I found interesting in this movie. It's because it's not a simple romantic love story. It's more modern, because we can feel and see that they had each of them had a story before, and they're a bit distracted by that. And even if he's from a really rich family with many codes, bourgeois, he can understand how she suffered, and we can see that he suffered too. So they recognized this failure in each other.
Yeah, so they connect.
They connect to each other, yes.
Through their past history and mistakes and difficult walks of life, basically.
Yeah, and there is a beautiful philosophy inside this movie about our society, how you can be just happy with simple things and the way Baptiste is refusing all his heritage. Speak in term of money. It's really beautiful because it's so refreshing in our culture.
You're right, and in fact also unpredictable, because while I was watching the movie, that particular scene in which he doesn't want his inheritance, I said to myself, he's going to take it. No. So it was really unpredictable and refreshing, as you said. Why did you want to make this film? Why you were attracted by this role?
At first, I'm a huge fan of Nicole Garcia. I saw every movie by her, and I think she's got a really interesting way of seeing things.
Mm-hmm. Seeing
things.
Body shows.
And secondly, I felt in love with my character. I was really moved by Sandra because she's modern, realistic, and it was a drama. And before, I played some refreshing girls in comedy, so it was really important for me to do this movie.
Yeah. And usually before accepting a role, which are the criteria that you use to say yes or no before accepting a role?
I love directors who've got a really personal way to see things and to shot scenes, you know, like David Cronenberg or David Lynch or Terrence Malick, or directors who've got really really personal way to show things.
Yeah.
And Nicole Garcia is from one of them.
So the filmmaker comes first and then the story follows.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Yeah. In 2012, the Alliance Française French Film Festival presented A Happy Event, directed by Rémy Besançon, who I interviewed, actually. It was a very lovely chat.
He's really nice, yes.
Which is a comedy in which you play Barbara, or Barbara, whose life is torn apart by the arrival of a newborn. And before that, you worked with Luc Besson, playing Adèle Blanc-Sec, a novelist with a flair for adventure, if you want. So Barbara, Sandra, Adèle, they are very different women.
Yeah, but I'm really, I really care about the place of the woman in the movie. I don't want to play a stupid girl or superficial. I want to play a girl with a strong image and with great motivations. And a strong character, and lot of personality.
And in fact, it's true, they are all very different women, and in very different ways, they show strong personality, solid character. They are true believers in what they pursue, in what they do. And they are all, the three of these three characters are all involved in intimate and emotional stories. Perhaps Sandra is the more dramatic one, but very emotional and very intimate. How do you prepare for such different roles? What is your approach to get into their psyches?
Oh, it's hard to say, because I never took any lessons, drama lessons, so I'm quite a beginner each time, and I still think I'm a beginner. So I would say it depends on the director. They are completely different each time. They ask me to do really different kind of exercises to be prepared.
En fait, à chaque fois, les metteurs en scène me demandent des choses
très différent pour la préparation.
So she said it varied from director to director what kind of exercise they want her to do to get into character. But on that film, for instance, Nicole Garcia only used gesture to direct her. She didn't want to use word or get into the psychology of her character. She left it to her.
How interesting. Mm. Only gestures and not words at all.
It was all about the gesture, the way she sat, her posture, how she has to put things down on a table, or more her body language. So for a happy heaven, she actually went to the maternity ward in hospital to see people giving birth and
to
see how it happens.
To copy their face when they were suffering.
Yeah. Facial expression and
sure. And since we're talking about art, I read somewhere that you are also a painter. Is that true?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about this other passion of yours, being a painter.
I'm not a good one, otherwise I would be a great artist. No, it's just a hobby for the weekend, you know. But since September, I decided to draw erotic drawings in a male magazine, a French male magazine called Lui. Him.
Yeah, so it's interesting because there are two very different forms of art, acting and painting.
Mm-hmm. They're really close, in fact.
Do you feel the same emotion during acting or while you paint?
This is the best question you could ask because there is a proverbe chinois, a Chinese quotation, saying that to draw a tree, you have to be the tree. It sounds a bit stupid, but it's really true. I mean, when I start to draw some couples or some, for example, a man and a woman, I can be really touched in doing that. And also, I observe a lot as a drawer, a painter, people, and it helps me a lot to play. So really, I think it's to do an art school is like to do a bit of drama school. It's all of this is about sensibility, observing people, and to be être traversé par les émotions, avoir un point de vue sur les choses.
To be moved by the emotion or from what she sees, she can then copy whether it's acting or drawing, painting, etc. It's a lot of
what you are saying is there are like two different ways to immerse in other people's life, in different characters, drawing, painting, or acting.
Yes, of course. I would say that maybe a drawing or a painting or art is like a window, so you can watch it and leave and watch it again. And but a movie is more like sensational in the way that you are on a stage of the thing, because you have to stay 1 hour and a half usually. So it's more digerate, it's less abstract. But it's the same thing at the end.
Yeah.
Maybe. Enfin,
no, it's reaching out people in different ways, I think.
Voilà.
Louise, among all the roles you have played so far, which is the one you are more proud of?
I would say this one, because I discovered something about myself on this one, and also I was really impressed by Nicole Garcia's way to direct me. I said previously that she only explained me the scenes by her gestures. gestures. And when she said, okay, for me, you don't have to listen psychologies or things like that. It's bullshit. It's not good for to play. You just have to think about your way to open the door. And I was shocked at the beginning, but after that, it was like a relief. And I found myself like une ouvrière,
like working in a factory, like a factory worker.
Yeah, and I quit the idea to be like a sort of a bad psychologist. I was just a worker, and it was a relief.
I have one last question, Louise. Do you have any new projects you want to talk about?
I've got a movie. The release is going to be this April with Pierce Brosnan and Emma Thompson. And it's a really funny English humor comedy, like a Monty Python. And the title is going to be Love Punch by Joel Hopkins. Oh. It's really funny. I play an hysterical woman with 40 cats. And everything is big, and I love English humor. And it's French cinema is really naturalistic. But sometimes I like to see people playing bigger, you know.
Exaggerating.
Yeah, it's funny. Like in my favorite English movie, A Fish Called Wanda.
Yeah. Oh, it's a classic.
Yeah. And in 10 days, I'm going to fly to Morocco to play with Joachim Lafosse, a French movie with Vincent Lindon about a true story. L'Arche de Zoé. This is a true story about people who kidnapped an African child for a fake adoption.
Oh, very interesting topic then. So good luck with this new project.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Louise, for your time, and enjoy your stay in Sydney.
You're really welcome. I'm a huge fan of Australian guys.
I have been talking to Louise Bourgoin here at the Alliance Française French Film Festival in Sydney, and I'm Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.